We have one of the great epithets in the scriptures, the first line from our first reading today, Stephen, filled with grace and power. That the word power, the Greek word dynamis, where we get the word dynamite from, is kind of cool, or dynamic. Stephen is filled with grace and power. Usually the word power is attributed only to God, that God is the one who shows his power. In the Gospels, it's all about when Jesus shows his mighty works is often how it's translated, his miracles and his powerful signs that transcend nature. But here we find it attributed to this guy named Stephen, who we haven't heard too much about before, but he's about to give one of the great speeches of Scripture when he stands before the Sanhedrin, who had just killed Jesus, and now he too testifies to the truth that is Jesus Christ. And he's filled with grace and power. Another place this word comes up is earlier in Acts, when the Holy Spirit descends on the apostles and Mary and the other disciples and fills them full of power. Obviously, in our confirmation, we receive that Holy Spirit power in our own lives. In the opening prayer today for our Mass, we hear about putting off our old self. It's one of these great lines from the Christian spiritual tradition that our old self is supposed to die, and we're supposed to be reborn with Christ. And with Christ and with the Holy Spirit, we're given great grace and great power. That there's a certain boldness that's expected of us now that we're disciples of Christ, now that we have received his power. And it's important that we think not necessarily of our own personalities, maybe, or of our own gifts, our own talents, but instead thinking about today, how is the Holy Spirit calling me to be bold? Where has the Holy Spirit cast off my old self, and where can I let him give me grace and power, just like he gave St. Stephen? Not a special guy, maybe, but because of the Holy Spirit, he is full of grace and power. And so today, ask the Holy Spirit, show me one time today, show me one little moment where I can show your grace and power to someone, where I can be bold about my faith in the risen Lord. Not because I'm necessarily a bold person, maybe I'm quiet, maybe I'm introverted, but how can I show with my actions and with my words the power of the Holy Spirit working through me? It's how this church spread like wildfire in those first generations, because ordinary men and women were filled with grace and power and showed the risen Lord to a generation who had never heard of him before. And of course, we're surrounded by people who think they've heard of him, but who haven't really encountered the risen Lord. And so today, ask the Holy Spirit to show you, where can I reveal the power of the Holy Spirit to you, to reveal to you the risen Lord today?